Looking up words might be easier, but finding a phone number keeps getting more complicated. Commentator Pat Morrison is ready to trade in her telephone for two paper cups and a string.
Whatever it is the nation's phone companies are spending their profits on, it isn't geography and spelling lessons for their directory assistance operators. Ever since directory assistance was nationalized, which means you call the same digits to find a number in Nome, Alaska, as you do for a number in the Florida Keys, the accuracy average has gone way down. Over many months, my colleagues and I have paid good money to be told there is no state capital in Sacramento, no Roman Catholic Archdiocese in Chicago, no Empire State Building in New York. A Los Angeles woman called to ask about phone rates to London. The operator wanted to know where London is. England, the caller said. The operator still couldn't find it. When the caller finally, desperately asked for a supervisor, the operator got snippy and said, "Everyone doesn't know where every country is." The Maldives Islands, I can understand her not knowing, but England? I called the right area code to get a number in a California town called Ojai. "Ohio?" said the operator. "Ojai," I said, "that's the city." "The city of Ohio," she said. "What state is it in?" "It's Ojai, California, operator, which is why I dialed this area code." "Oh, California," she said. "How do you spell that?" "Which one?" I said, "California or Ojai?" She hung up on me. In the time it took me to finally get the number I wanted, I could have driven the 70 miles to Ojai. This isn't California's burden alone. A Washington, D.C. caller asked for the number for a specific Marriott hotel in downtown D.C. The operator told her there were no Marriotts anywhere in all of the greater Washington area. There are at least 30 of them. Lest you think the phone book is cheaper, consider this. In Los Angeles County alone, you'd have to get 10 volumes of White Pages, and they are not free. The cheapest is Catalina Islands for $4.30, and the most expensive, Natch, is Beverly Hills for $15.75. And a year later, they're obsolete. My phone service gives me 3 free 411 calls each month. I had to use all of them one morning to get the number for the UCLA Sociology Department. Strike one, I was given the number for West Los Angeles College. Strike two, the number for UCLA's Philosophy Department. Strike three, UCLA's Physiology Department. So I no longer look at it as directory assistance. At a dollar or so a chance, I think of it as a sporting proposition, like the baseball toss at the county fair, except at the fair you get 3 tries for a dollar. Oh, and don't bother asking for the operator's name to complain. Turns out they're allowed to make up their own names, their noms de phone. A friend recently called to hear, "Hi, this is Destiny. Can I help you?" "Yes, Destiny, please, tell me. Will I ever get a correct number on my first try?"
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the new book, Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.